AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Officials in Wharton, Texas are calling for a voluntary evacuation of the west side of the city in South Texas. It's because of the predicted rise of the Colorado River, which has seen flash flooding in the Austin and Texas Hill Country sections of its watershed upstream. In other areas of Texas, people are trying to clean up. Houston resident Jody Shalsky says mud and water are everywhere.
Definitely overwhelming, and it's hard to wrap your head around what all needs to be done.
And tales of heroism are emerging from storms and flooding. Steve Shannon was among a group who pulled a woman and her dog from her car as it swept down a flooded highway.
I just ran down and ran in after her. She couldn't get out.
Sound courtesy KTRK-TV. Some live anthrax has been shipped to numerous research labs.
The Pentagon confirms a lab in Maryland and a military lab in South Korea have received live spores, and labs in eight other states may have received them too. The samples came from Dugway Proving Ground, an Army facility in Utah, and were sent using a commercial delivery service. The CDC says right now, though, there's no risk to the general public.
AP correspondent Violet Ikonomova. The Asian Football Confederation says it still supports Sepp Blatter's bid for another term as FIFA president. It also opposes any move to delay Friday's scheduled elections in the wake of a string of corruption arrests of some of the federation's top officials. In Washington, soccer fan Jerry Feeney says he's glad to see a crackdown on alleged FIFA corruption.
If they can find somebody, clear out the dross and the crooks that are ruining the football federation, it's good for the game.
NFL lineman Ray McDonald arrested for the second time this week. Santa Clara police said the former San Francisco 49er was arrested for violating a restraining order by being in a residence. Golden State has just won the NBA's Western Conference title. This is AP Radio News. Another Republican throws his hat into the presidential ring. Former Senator Rick Santorum made his announcement in Cabot, Pennsylvania.
With your help and God's grace, we can change this nation.
Santorum pledged to fight for American workers. He also says the nation needs God's help.
We need to pray for the same kind of great awakening that inspired and provided our founding to come to this country to heal our land.
A federal judge has ordered the State Department to release batches of Hillary Rodham Clinton's email correspondence from her time as Secretary of State every 30 days starting June 30th. It followed all the correspondence that the Democratic presidential candidate returned to her former agency will be public by January 29, 2016, 3 days before the Iowa caucuses. The NHL Blackhawks stay alive in the playoffs, evening their series with Anaheim with a 5-2 win. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.